It says, as they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethany on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet, say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, who is this? The crowd answered, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. On this Palm Sunday, if y'all don't mind, I want to preach for a few moments this from the sermon topic. Look at somebody, tell them, I'm getting loosed. Tell somebody, I'm getting loosed. I'm getting loose. Amen. One of my favorite films that of all time, well, let me not say of all time, and not let me say just one of my favorite films, probably one of my favorite kids' movies. And if the truth be told, it wasn't really a kids' movie. It came out in 2001, and it was called Shrek, one of my favorite movies. And if you watch it, you'll understand why I say not really a kid's movie. It's got some suggestive language in it, amen? And the character that I believe out of that movie that really made the movie a success wasn't Shrek. Y'all know who it was. It was Donkey. Donkey, who was played by Eddie Murphy. And even in that movie, as I watched it, one of the quotes I love from the movie is when Donkey said, you might have seen a house fly, maybe even super fly, but you ain't never seen a donkey fly. Amen. That's one of my quotes right there. And even as I was looking at scripture this week and knowing it's Palm Sunday and knowing that I would be in this text and trying to figure out what exactly I was going to be preaching on this Palm Sunday, it was interesting because God didn't direct me to the disciples who were heading to the village, and God didn't direct me to the owner that they met when they got to the village, and God didn't even direct me to the crowd that Jesus had to go by as he entered into Jerusalem. But God told me he wanted me to speak on behalf of the tied up donkey, that the Bible says that Jesus had need of. And it wasn't until I took my time paying more attention to this curricular, to this text, to this particular part of the scripture, that it became clear why God wanted me to preach on this tied up donkey and her colt. And the reason is because God shared with me that he is always trying to get us loose from something, that he is always trying to get us loose from things that have us tied up and tied down. The reality is that God needs to move us somewhere other than we are right now. And whatever the reason, it's usually something that is keeping us from moving because we are currently tied to something or someone or somewhere that is holding us back from the assignment or the mission that God has on our lives. So God will at moments send folks, and their whole reason for coming is to get us untied, loosed, and freed from whatever it is that has got us down, restrained, and enslaved. And this morning, I'm not necessarily sure who I'm talking to, but I know I'm talking to somebody. Somebody that came in this morning feeling tied down. Tied to a relationship that you know you've been settling in. Tied to debt that is overwhelming you. And tied to a job that does not quite fit you and tied to a habit that is breaking you and tied to a mindset that is depressing you and tied to a situation that is disturbing you. I know there's somebody this morning that came in feeling tied to fear and tied to anxiety and tied to anger and unforgiveness and doubt and stress. I know I'm talking to somebody that came in this morning tied to past mistakes and present realities, tied to all the things that keep you feeling like you've got on concrete shoes in quicksand. And the more you try to get loose, it seems like the more restrained you feel. Your best efforts don't seem to be enough to get the knot out of the rope that has you stuck and stranded. But what kind of creature would I be if I didn't have good news? And the good news is that God sent me by this calm Sunday morning, the same way he sent disciples to that village to go untie a donkey. Because he wants me to let you know that whatever has got you tied up, he came by to get you loosed. Matter of fact, tell somebody, I'm getting loose this morning. That's why I came. I'm getting loosed. And the donkey in this text is an unfamiliar character in the text, because the donkey is also the most important in the text. It is almost a paradoxical statement. The Bible says that Jesus sent disciples to get this particular donkey, and that this donkey and her colt would be waiting in a village. The donkey is tied up, but needs to be loosed so that Jesus can use the donkey for the purpose that had been prophesied long before the donkey had even been born. In other words, the donkey had an assignment on her life that she didn't even know about, because all she knew in her present condition is that she was tied up. And for whatever reason, she's tied up and she's feeling useless. She's feeling useless because compared to all the other donkeys, she's not doing what donkeys do. In biblical times, the donkey was a work animal, but she's tied up. The donkey carried a lot of weight and pulled the clown, but this donkey is tied up. It was ordinarily used for riding by all classes of people, but this donkey's not being ridden on. This donkey is tied up. And so we find a donkey tied up that had not been ridden and not being used for anything. And so there is this donkey, and it's got to be strange to come in contact with this donkey. And so I believe that's why God wanted me to talk to y'all, because Jesus understands that the worth of the animal is not in it being tied up. It's in being ready for where it's about to go. Look at somebody, tell them, I'm about to head somewhere, and I may not look like it, and even at the current moment, I may feel tied up, but God still has need of me. Good God Almighty, I'm feeling that this morning. I believe that on this Palm Sunday, Jesus is on a mission and recognizes that many of us who are here have some things that have been tied up, neglected, and unproductive, some gifts, some talents, some resources, some service that Jesus needs from us so that he can use it to bring glory to the kingdom of God. There are things we have with us that have gotten stagnant and inactive, and God wants to unleash inside of us what has the power to change the course of our lives and the course of others. And so if you don't mind, on this Palm Sunday, I want to talk to a donkey. And I want to see if this donkey can give us some lessons to help us recognize and realize what we need to do in order to get loose. The first thing I believe that we see in the text, and the first thing that we can learn from this donkey, is that if you are going to get loose, you got to recognize that the time is now. Look at somebody, tell them, do it now, do it now. The time, one of the greatest challenges many of us face in regards to utilizing what God needs from us is wondering when it's going to get used. When should we start? When should we take the step? When should we make the move? When should we proceed? When should we go forward with what God has called us to do? But can I tell you that when God tells us he has need of something that we have, that means God needs it right now. God needs it right away, not when we get ready or not when we feel like we are prepared, or when it makes sense to us, or when the plan is all together, or when the check finally hits the account, or when the time seems right. But when God unties us, and when God comes to loose us, he needs us to do something for him now. And we have to get out of the mindset of just waiting without working. We got to get out of the mindset of being patient without being productive. God unties us from the place of stagnancy and complacency so that we can finally do the thing that he needs us to do. And I don't know who I'm talking to, but I just came to let you know it's time for you to do it now. And I'm not sure who I'm talking to this morning, but God wants me to let you know, stop waiting and stop making excuses and stop stalling and stop procrastinating and stop bojangling, because God has need of what you have right now. And this is the time and the place so that you use the exact thing that God has given you. Because if we stay connected to the wind, we end up letting things get in the way of our now. The distractions and the worries and the fears all end up playing a significant role in why there are things in our lives that have us still tied up, bound, and neglected. But I don't know who I'm talking to, but I believe that there's somebody here that's tired of being tied up, tired of waiting, tired of standing by, tired of sitting and waiting and wondering when God is going to use what you have. But the reality is, if you would look in your hand, the rope's already been untied. You've already been loosed. It's just up to you to decide that the time to do what God is calling you to do is right now. Matter of fact, look at somebody, tell them right now. I don't know what you've been waiting on, but do it now. I don't know what you've been procrastinating on, but do it now. I don't know what you've been preparing for, but I just came down to tell you that when you get loose, do it now. Second thing is, not only is the time now, but the second thing we learn from this donkey is that your old thing has new possibilities. Tell them there's something connected from your old to your new. And you look at the Bible, the thing that caught my attention, what I love about this text is what happens when they go to untie the donkey. Verse 7 says, the disciples brought the donkey and the colt. Although it is only Jesus who will ride into Jerusalem on the donkey, the donkey's child or the colt is untied as well. So not only is the thing that is old untied, but the untying of the old also released something new. That's what I love about this text. I believe that when we allow God to get us loose, that there are some old things that have been tied up for a while, that God is able to create new possibilities from that thing. In other words, it's never too late when we give it to God. And when we trust God with our old stuff, God will also release some new stuff that's connected to us. When we get loose, there are some young colts that are going to be untied in our lives, some new blessings and some new promises and some new potential and some new possibilities and some new miracles and some new breakthroughs that God wants to use. It's not that he's just coming to deal with the old thing, but God really wants to deal with the new thing. Can I tell you why I really love this? This text is in two gospels. This is the Gospel of Matthew. It's also in the Gospel of Luke. When we go to the Gospel of Luke, the thing that I find interesting, creatures, is that in the Gospel of Luke, there is the untying of the colt, but not the donkey. Y'all missed it. There is no mention of the donkey in Luke, just the colt. I think Matthew in this text got it right, because Matthew understands that the only way the colt can get loose is if the mama gets loose first. And I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but God said this good thing this morning. He said that there are some generational blessings that are connected to you. And until you get loose, your children won't get loose. But when you get loose of the dysfunction and you get loose of the brokenness and the abuse and the misuse and the bondage, that God will release it from you so that he can release it off your children. And that's why you got to get loose. Because if you don't get loose, you'll end up still putting that same knot on your children and on your children's children. But look at somebody telling, I got to get loose, not just for neither from the children. And watch this, though. The mother and the colt were tied. They untie both of them. So the mother gets untied, and then the colt gets untied. So the colt, at an early age, knew the dysfunction of being tied up. But watch this. But because it got loose because of the mother, when the colt has a child, good God, that child will never know what it means to be tied up. And I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but God wants you to know that there's some things that you got to get loose from. And then even if your children watch you get loose, the blessing is they going to get loose so that their children never know what it means that he tied up in the first place. There's some things that we got to get loosed on so that God can use us. Last thing is this, though. Why do I need to get loose? Well, first thing is, when you get loose, you understand that the time is now. The second thing you understand is that connected to your old is new. But the last thing is, well, let me read the scripture. Matthew 21:7 says, they brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. Okay. Y'all missed it just like I did. So the donkey in the Old Testament in biblical times was not necessarily a domesticated animal. It was still a wild animal that had to be trained. It had to be tamed. It had to be broken in. And so knowing that we're dealing with a donkey and colt that have never been ridden, we don't see anywhere in the text where it says that when they put Jesus on the donkey, that the donkey bucked back. The donkey did not protest. It did not rebel. It did not kick. Because when a donkey is in a position where it feels like it don't want to do something, it won't do it. So I asked and I sat and I said, well, I had to figure this out. I said, now, in Shrek, there's a talking donkey. And so I said, God, I want to talk to the donkey. And I pray that the donkey talks back to me. And so I had a conversation with this donkey in the text. And I said, I'm trying to understand. You had never been ridden before. You had never been broken in. You had never been trained. It was in your nature to buck that. I said, I'm trying to understand why didn't you duck back when Jesus sat on you? Donkey said, listen. The donkey said, the only thing I ever knew before Jesus was being tied up. Said that when this man came into my life, he not only loosed me, he loosed my children. Donkey said, so the least I could do is be grateful enough to carry him wherever I go. Good God Almighty. And can I tell you that that is the challenge for many of us? That even after Jesus looses us, we still buck. Even after Jesus frees us from something, we still want to go back to the thing that he freed us from. I'm trying to help somebody here and tell you, but when Jesus frees you, you ought to carry Jesus wherever you go. What is the assignment of the Christian? It is so others can see Jesus on us. That's it. That's it. We make this into a much deeper thing. We make it into what our individual purposes are and our callings and our journey. And I get it. That's great. But the reality is this. Can people see Jesus when they see you? That is why you got loosed. So that Jesus could use you so others could see him. That's the only reason you're here. Your only assignment. And sometimes you got to ask yourself, you know what? Am I acting in a way that Jesus is still being seen? Is what I'm about to do going to allow Jesus to get? If there's anything in the way that's going to obstruct the vision of others to see Jesus, I got to get rid of it. Now watch this though. Not only does the donkey understand, he said, listen, not only do I have to make sure that Jesus gets seen. He said, so I had to get as low as possible. And sometimes I got to humble myself so that Jesus can get seen. Because I got to make sure that people don't think this is about me. So if I do something great, I can't sit there and say, look at what I did. I had to make sure that I get low enough so they can see that it was Jesus that did it for me. Said that not only that, he said that not only do I have to make sure that Jesus can get seen, he said that I also had to recognize that Jesus needed to be lifted. he said, I understood that not only did I have to make sure that everything I did allowed Jesus to get seen, that I had to also make sure that wherever I was, that Jesus got lifted. Why is that? He said, because if I be lifted, then I'll draw all men, all women, all situations unto me. It is our assignment. Look at somebody telling, I ain't nothing but a donkey. That's all I am. That's the reality of my life. I'm a donkey. And it is up to me to make sure that Jesus gets seen and Jesus gets lifted. And the way that you do that is understanding I'm loose, like whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Standing all over the church. That's all I got for you this morning. Tell somebody I'm getting loose this morning. I'm getting loose. I'm getting loose.